This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Democratic Party members at the highest levels are making a critical push on Thursday for President Joe Biden to reconsider his election bid, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The warnings are now coming from top allies like former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and former President Obama, whom sources say has privately expressed his concerns to Democrats about his ex-vice president's run.
The future is pretty clear.
Democratic strategist Nathan Daschle says the party simply cannot unite if the president stays in the race. The president, though, insists it's not too late to recover politically, telling Univision many people don't even focus on the election until September.
Everything so far between Trump and me has been basically even.
And argues he remains the best choice to beat Trump again. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris questioned on Thursday Republicans' attempts to portray themselves as the party of unity.
In recent days, they've been trying to portray themselves as the party of unity. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you claim to stand for unity, you need to do more than just use the word.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump claimed earlier this week his Thursday night convention speech would be toned down following a shooter's attempted assassination on Saturday. The Israeli parliament voted on Thursday to oppose a Palestinian state as an existential threat, a day after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told lawmakers the army had U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas by the throat. The vote drew swift criticism from Palestinian leadership in the international community. It's largely symbolic, but laid down a marker ahead of Netanyahu's U.S. Congress address next Wednesday. This is VOA News. Bangladeshi students set fire to the country's state broadcaster on Thursday as protests against civil service hiring rules escalated, with the death toll mounting to at least 39 and authorities imposing what one monitor called a near-total internet blackout. Police fired rubber bullets at hundreds of protesters who fought back and chased retreating officers to the headquarters of Bangladesh Television in the capital, Dhaka. Demonstrators set ablaze the broadcaster's reception building and dozens of vehicles parked outside. A day earlier, Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina gave a national address on the network seeking to calm escalating clashes. Court officials say closing arguments in the espionage trial of U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich will be held on Friday as the proceedings picked up speed in a case that has seen the reporter held in pretrial custody for over a year. AP correspondent Karen Chavis reports.
A U.S. journalist has appeared at a second trial in Russia for espionage charges, while talks of a prisoner exchange between Russia and the U.S. go on behind the scenes. Gershkovich is accused of gathering information for the U.S. while on a reporting trip in Yekaterinburg, where he was arrested. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Moscow and Washington's intelligence services are discussing an exchange involving Gershkovich, according to Russian state news agency TASS. Russia has previously signaled the possibility of a swap involving Gershkovich, but it says a verdict, which could take months, would have to come first. Even after a verdict, any release could still take months or years. I'm Karen Chamas.
Rwandan voters have re-elected President Paul Kagame for a fourth term, the Electoral Commission said on Thursday, with more than 99% of the vote. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
It's not exactly a surprising result. Kagame won more than 93% of the vote, according to the commission, in the previous three elections. He helped lead the rebel movement that ended Rwanda's 1994 genocide and has since been praised for rebuilding the country of 14 million people after that most horrific of chapters. The U.S. State Department and others have lauded the development of the economy. But Kagame's government has also been accused by Western nations and rights activists of muzzling the media, assassinating opponents, and backing rebel groups in neighboring Congo. The government has denied all accusations against it.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Nigeria's president, Bola Tinubu, agreed on Thursday to more than double the monthly minimum wage to 70,000 naira, or $43, as the country struggles with a severe cost of living crisis. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.